The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello from Dallas Fort Worth International Airport. It is Thursday, 6 a.m., and I am here waiting to board my flight to LAX for a trip to Disneyland. If you haven't heard me talk about it before, I absolutely love Disneyland. I'll be there twice this year. However, this particular trip is a little bit different because it is Adventures by Disney, which is most well known for their international itineraries, I think, which allow you to travel the world with a Disney guide that's paired with the local guide, and they have a set itinerary that you follow and get to do lots of really nice things. They transport your bags. There's a lot of sort of VIP touches to it. However, I'm doing the one in California. It's actually called A Short Escape. It is a three-day itinerary that includes Disneyland. It's kind of like being doing a VIP version of Disneyland, plus we get to go to the Walt Disney Studios. So I keep being interrupted by announcements. I'm just going to keep going. So this particular one, we will be staying at the Grand Californian, and we will get to go to see Walt's apartment, and we'll have dinners, and we will take a field trip to Walt Disney Studios. So it's just kind of like an upgraded Disneyland trip. That's how I'm viewing it, but it is an ABD. These particular short escapes are marketed to cruisers because they are often near ports where there are cruises, and you can easily tack them on to the end of your cruise. So today, for instance, they are picking us up either at LAX or at the port in San Diego. So I assume we will have some cruisers in our group, along with those of us who are just flying into LAX to do the itinerary. The longer version of the Southern California ABD trip includes things like Hollywood and some other sort of studio tours, I think. But the short escape one is primarily Disneyland with a visit to Walt Disney Studios. So this will be my first time doing voice memos updates throughout my day outside of Disney World. But I think that makes it kind of fun because it's this is not such a routine as Disney World is for me. And so I can bring you along and let you know how it goes. So I will be boarding here in a little bit and landing at 8:30 a.m. So we have plenty of time to go to Disneyland. Heather's on this trip. She actually is already there. And so I'll be meeting up with her, and we'll have time in the park today. We will be checking in the Grand Californian, and then we will have a dinner tonight as like our welcome dinner with our group. So I'll let you know how it goes. Hello from Disneyland. It is 10:07 a.m. Pacific time. So the last time it would have been noon central. So it's been 6 hours since the last time I recorded a message. We landed, and so far, so good. The service has been amazing. There was a driver at the baggage claim ready to help with their luggage and loaded us into an Escalade and drove us to Disneyland. When we got to Disneyland, then we were met by our Adventures by Disney guides in the lobby, who said they'd already taken care of like getting us checked in for our rooms. We're not quite ready yet, but we do have the keys, and just incredible like VIP level service. So I'm very impressed by that. I had some issues beforehand with the process of registering for the trip and giving all information to them. I felt like that was kind of inefficient. I didn't like how it worked. And so I was a little bit skeptical, but man, once we landed, so far, so good. So we have some park time today. We got 4-day park hopper tickets as part of this package. So we are headed into Disneyland now. And then later on, we will have a dinner with our whole group, which includes 34 people. So I'll be back to let you know how that goes. It is 2:52 p.m. We are walking back to our hotel after spending a lovely 5-ish hours in Disneyland. We were able to ride lots of things, partly because we have fast passes added to our account by our Adventures by Disney guides. That's not like an advertised perk, I don't think, but I think it is pretty common that you get fast passes and you can use them on anything, except anything that offers a fast pass. So we were able to get right onto Space Mountain, right onto Indiana Jones, right onto Pirates of the Caribbean. That one just had a 10-minute wait, so no fast pass needed. But anyway, we just kind of meandered. It's 72 degrees. We have just done lots of rides. We like to do the ones here that are different than Disney World or better. And so we just kind of meandered. We had a lovely long lunch at Cafe Orleans, which has beignets, and we had a Monte Cristo split the sandwich. Lots of sugary, awesome food. For a comparison to Disney World, we were able to make that table service reservation at, I think, 10 o'clock for 11:40, no problem. And the longest wait that we've seen today, I think, was 30 minutes. So super easy. I just absolutely love it here. It's so amazing. So we were texted by our Adventures by Disney guide to say our room was ready. They handle everything. We don't have to check. And so now we are headed back to our room to see it and get take showers and stuff so that we can head to dinner with our group. It is 9:33 p.m. at Disneyland, of course. That's where we are. And we just left Disneyland after Fantasmic. We met the group this evening in the lobby of the Grand Californian. There are 34 of us, and everyone is so lovely. We did a little icebreaker, a little introduction, and then we all went to Disneyland and had dinner in the park. And then we were given Haunted Mansion fast passes in addition to the 3 fast passes that we were given for the day. And then we had VIP viewing for Fantasmic tonight. Tomorrow is a very, very long day. Today's already been a long day. It's been, it's 20 hours so far. But tomorrow is a 13-hour day where we leave early in the morning for tour, various studio tours. I'm told that there will be surprises along the way. I don't want to ruin the surprises for people that want to go on this trip, so I'm not sure how many of those I'll reveal, but I do know that there will be surprises along the way. And I am so ready to go to bed after waking up in the wee hours of the morning and then walking all day. But it's been really great, beautiful, fun, and I can't wait tomorrow to see the studio tour. So I will be recording memos to let you know how it is.